This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They are my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Melody Cederstrom as well. Hi, Melody. How are we doing?
Just fine, Dr. Stan. Thank you very much.
Well, Melody sells gold and silver. She is a discount gold and silver, and Sydney, we are living in exciting times, aren't we?
Oh, we certainly are. And, you know, for everyone who has taken the time and the energy and the ability to think and understand what gold does preserve your wealth, and they purchase the financial insurance policy, they're basically doing very well in preserving their wealth. So it's a different mindset. You have to know and study what's really going on and what makes people move into the gold and silver. Because people have been so accustomed to holding their paper. They've been so accustomed to their, you know, stock market, their financial planners, their funds, their 401s, and to make that transition from paper to real assets, to real money, to real currency is certainly a challenge to their thinking. And I hear that a lot lately. You know, couples, you know, they hesitate going into gold, and it is a learning process. So for those of who have taken that step and have secured their future by purchasing physical gold and silver, you know, congratulations to them. And it's a long battle. It's an educational battle, and it's a learning process. You know, people just don't hear an advertisement about gold and go out and decide to buy it. They have to understand what's going on in the markets, what's going on in our economy, and certainly have a small understanding of you know, currencies, how it works, and perhaps they might have a small understanding of maybe they even take it, you know, to a more personal level. They understand that you cannot have a household that continues to spend and have nothing coming in, and they understand the consequences of that, and they see our government doing that, and they know the government cannot continue to do it. They're beginning to see a lot of the weaknesses that's coming out of Washington. They've seen it in the past, and they're taking the steps to protect themselves.
Well, did you hear the latest news? And that is that the House of Representatives has solved the debt problem. Well, they did. They agreed to let President Obama, raise the debt, you know, for another couple of trillion dollars, and then they're going to try to get a balanced budget through. Of course, basically, the balanced budget amendment has holes in it big enough to fly a 747 through. I mean, a 3/5 of Congress can simply counter that, and any time Congress wants to, simply say we're going to spend more than the was coming in. And then, of course, you can always balance the budget by increasing taxes. And certainly, even if they pass a balanced budget amendment, it's got to go through the states. It'll be 3 or 4 years before that actually gets certainly accepted. The states probably won't accept it. And the problem is, of course, we're going to have massive deficits. We already have deficits that are beyond any description at all, owing somewhere between $50 and $70 trillion we can never pay off. There's no way we can ever pay off the debt we have. And what is Congress's solution? Well, we're going to pass a balanced budget amendment, or at least we're going to try to, and a couple of years from now, we may find that it didn't go through. And President Obama is, of course, posturing by saying, I will veto this legislation. And ladies and gentlemen, it's all political show business. Nobody wants to do what needs to be done. They know what needs to be done. You've got to cut spending, and nobody wants to accept that. Nobody wants to accept the responsibility of saying, we got to get our troops out of the Middle East before we're involved in another war. And ladies and gentlemen, that war is coming. mean, I couldn't believe, you know, they would pass this budget, balanced budget amendment, Melody. I read the balanced budget amendment, at least what they're suggesting, and said that Congress can negate it anytime they want to by a 3/5 vote. What possible advantage would there be to having an amendment to the Constitution, and if 3/5 of Congress voted not to abide by it, why, of course, they wouldn't abide by it? Doesn't make any sense.
Well, of course, no, it doesn't make any sense. And but you know what? We saw the reaction today with Wall Street. Wall Street enjoyed the news of the possible compromise earlier, and we saw the Dow Jones that soared up over 200 points. And you know, that's been the biggest one-day jump, I believe, this year. So it had the effects. And again, I look at everything as just distractions. You know, they move us, they by the media, they move in the focus on everything. They move from one section to another, and it's another distraction. And, you know, it's all politics as usual, and they will do what they need to do. And, you know, they were going to do something. They were going to prove something. They were going to raise the ceiling. I mean, they have to. They're not. I don't believe they're ready to default. I believe eventually that is what they will do, but I'm not quite sure this is the moment for them to do so. I think it will take some sort of a situation elsewhere in order, you know, to have some sort of a contagion. That's how I see it playing out. But then again, you know, those are. I mean, anybody can just speculate of how it's going to fall because no one really knows. But as you mentioned earlier, we have a debt that can't be paid. It's not going to be paid. And the only way they'll try to inflate it out of, they'll try to inflate their way out of the problem and, you know, by default. So it's coming. We don't know when it will happen. Perhaps we don't know how it will happen, but it is coming. And I believe those days are coming quicker. Time seems to speed up. Things happen more quickly. So many things, you see all the news, we go from, you know, the wars in, you know, in Egypt, and we go from Greece and Italy and the financial problems, we come here, and it's just unfolding very rapidly, and I think what they do is they do capitalize on these situations, they make money by all these situations, and their main goal is to strip people of their wealth, and you know, continue the agenda that we talk about so many times on your program.
And I think it's vitally important that people are aware of what's going on. This whole idea of a balanced budget amendment is simply political theater. Yes. They want to give the impression they're doing something. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Melody Cederstrom. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295 if you'd like to give us a call. But suddenly, what you saw today, where the House of Representatives, the Republicans, oh, they're going to take care of this. What are they going to do? They're going to pass a balanced budget amendment. Now, how long does it take to get a balanced budget amendment through all of the states? Remember, a lot of the state legislatures only meet every other year. We've got an urgent situation. I mean, we've got a crisis situation. And what are they doing? They're simply putting off addressing it. We are having to borrow about $4.5 billion a day simply to pay our debts. We are going to be spending this year about 42 cents of every dollar that will be spent. It has to be borrowed. And who are we borrowing it from? We're borrowing it from ourselves. There's a wonderful article by Mortimer Zuckerman, and you can find it up on the Internet. It's called The National Debt Crisis is an Existential Threat. The National Debt Crisis is an Existential Threat. Now, who is Mortimer Zuckerman? He's a member of the Trial Outer Commission. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He's part of perhaps the 75 to 80 men, Americans, who run the world financially, at least, who run our aspect of the world. And he tells you exactly what's going on in this. And basically, you know, he just says that we have a threat, and of course, this is going to, could very effectively destroy our monetary system. He likens it to a butterfly's wings, a very fragile situation where even the flap of a butterfly's wings might cause a ripple on the water. And that ripple might turn into the wave, and the wave would create a tsunami that would sweep away our financial system. And basically, this is really what we're threatening to do. He says that we are buying, suddenly we have this massive debt, and since other countries will not buy the debt, we are buying 70% of our own debt. Certainly Bob Chapman suggests we're buying 80% of our debt. How are we doing it? Well, we're creating the money, we're giving it to other central banks so that they can borrow money, but this is highly inflationary, and certainly what are they going to do with debt? They're going to make it disappear. They're going to destroy the value of our currency, pay back Social Security and Medicare, the obligations, but they're going to do it with money that has no value, and because they're going to pay off their debts throughout the world with money that has no value. They're going to inflate this away, and they're going to have another great war that's going to be the destruction. So they would be unpatriotic to be critical of it. And then, of course, out of the financial chaos, it's going to come. And the massive austerity, because if you read Mortimer Zuckerman's articles, he will tell you we're moving into lower living standards. We are going to have austerity. The wonderful level of living we've had in the past is going to cease to exist. And, of course, this will happen in part because of the destruction of the value of our currency through inflation. And then, of course, I personally, although Zuckerman doesn't mention this, there's going to be a major war in the Middle East. How it's going to line up, I don't know, but we're going to be involved in it, ladies and gentlemen. And when millions of people are killed, why, our focus will be there. Rather than ask, how did we get into this situation? Who is responsible for destroying the value of our currency and impoverishing the American people? Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And people keep using this term, bond vigilantes. Do you understand what that term means? Can you explain that to our listeners, Melody? Because the term increasingly is being used, the bond vigilantes.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
I shouldn't pin you down with that, because I was confused. basically, the vigilantes were the people who maintain law and order when they had a lawless society. In other words, when society breaks down, the vigilantes come in and they restore law and order. Well, bond vigilantes are the people who purchase bonds, who restore order to a financial system that's out of whack. And when you simply have a country that is issuing bonds, and that country is totally irresponsible, why, the vigilantes, the people who are buying bonds, will not buy them, because they're going to insist on some sort of an orderly bond market. And, of course, they will demand very high returns on the money that they lend. Right now, if you are in Italy or in Portugal and you want to borrow money, the government wants to borrow money, it's 18%. That's a phenomenal interest rate. I mean, how can you pay interest of 18%? In Greece, where, of course, they're totally irresponsible, the Greek government is having to pay 31% to borrow money. Why? Because the vigilantes are saying, we don't trust you. You know you're irresponsible. And it's simply, we're not sure if we lend you money, we're ever going to get back again. You could actually default on the money. We could invest in your country and we'd lose our money. So before we will risk our money, we're going to demand a massive return. And so it is the vigilantes who restore order to a bond market, and of course this is what's happening in America. Pretty soon we're going to get to the point where we're not going to be able to borrow money unless we're paying 6%, 8%, 10%, 15%, 20% interest. And then, of course, other countries will lend us money. Now, as long as we can print money, we're fine. But, of course, what happens if we can no longer print money because American dollar is no longer the reserve currency of the world? And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, it's only a short period of time before that's going to happen. And Lindsay Williams, I think, gave us a pretty good insight into this when he told us that Mr. Fromm, who incidentally passed away, so I think he was probably telling the truth, he was very close to the people who rule the world, and Ken Fromm said, by the end of the year 2012, that's a year and a half from now, the dollar will be dead. He didn't say the dollar wouldn't exist. It still wouldn't be a means of exchange. But I think what he was referring to is it's going to lose its status as the stable currency, as the reserve currency of the world. Could that really happen, Melody?
Well, I certainly think so. And, you know, you mentioned the bond vigilantes, and I've heard of dollar vigilantes now with all the fiat currencies they're trading. And I believe currency trading is a very risky area to be in, but it is certainly has taken over as an investment. Many people are involved in that. But so you also have the dollar vigilantes where they sell the fiat currencies, you know, such as the dollar and so forth. So, you know, there's a lot of things that are being coming back and being recreated, and and it's late here in the East, Dr. Stan. I forgot your question. I hate to say that.
All right, fine. Well, basically, of course, what are you hearing from your customers? What are they telling? Anything new or exciting?
Well, you know, just as I mentioned before, they understand, you know, they're taking the big step going from paper investments into the real currency of gold. They don't understand the depth of it that you talk on your programs and we talk on our programs to what is really happening here and around the world. But they're getting inkling and they're getting concerned, and they're, you know, they hear gold, they do their own investigation, they listen to various programs that they can find on the internet. And I guess to that degree, I'm not a believer in the internet. I think there's more harm than good that has come from the internet, but people do find the information, and if they use it, the internet, as an educational tool, you know, it can be good for them, and they have done so. And so they are finding ways and learning why they need to be purchasing gold and silver. And they're beginning to understand, of course, the election is, you know, in front of their mind. They know that's coming up. It's the media is now beginning to, you know, throw that at them. And, of course, as you talked about, the political show that we see coming out of Washington at this point in time, you know, it concerns people. And they get this feeling they just don't want their money in banks anymore. You know, they just don't like it sitting there anymore. They feel they need to secure it. And, of course, no one should have any of their currencies just sitting in a bank. You have bank failures. They don't report anymore. I guess there was another, I don't know, three or four of them on Friday that they closed. And, I mean, they don't even report on the closure of banks anymore.
Yeah, I thought that was really so interesting. The banks are closing, but they just don't ever bother to mention it.
No.
It's as if they didn't close. Well, of course, if you don't ever mention it, how would you know it was really going on? Well, one of the most significant things that's happened here in the last month is the fact that Mr. William Gross, G-R-O-S-S, who heads PIMCO. Now, PIMCO is the largest hedge fund in the world. It manages something like $1.2 trillion in funds, $1.2 trillion in funds. So, I mean, certainly Mr. William Gross is in charge of that. He's got to be a pretty smart guy. And he simply pulled all of his money out of Treasury bills, Treasury bonds. He thinks, of course, that the American government is either going to default on their obligation to the Treasury bills, or certainly they're certainly not ever going to retain their value. In fact, he is shorting Treasury bills. Now, he has a lot of money at his disposal. He's got to be pretty smart to be able to survive in this, and we do know that he is certainly purchasing gold, but even more than that, he has totally done away with having any Treasury bills in his portfolio. Why? Because he doesn't trust the American government. Now, I think that this everyone should heed what he's doing and see what the smart people are doing. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd like to hear what you think. Have you ever heard the term the bond vigilantes? Do you understand that suddenly when people will no longer buy your bonds, you have to raise the interest rate on it? You cannot continue buying your own bonds indefinitely without producing massive inflation. And that is exactly what they're doing. And they're lying to you. Certainly, Mr. Bernanke is lying when he tells that there's essentially no inflation. They're simply deceiving the American people. And one day they're going to wake up to find out their life savings is gone. Give us a call if you have a question. Well, Melody, have people been buying a lot of gold and silver recently as they've been skyrocketing?
They have. And, of course, that certainly gains everyone's attention when you have prices that go over $1,600 and for gold and silver beginning to creep back up into the $40 level. So it certainly does bring attention to the yellow gold, the yellow metal. So absolutely business has picked up. People usually, you know, human nature, people buy when things are going up. And we'll see a little temporary challenge here at 1600 as I expected. And we always, you know, 1600 is a number, and you'll see a challenge just like we've seen at 1000, 1200, and 1400. But, I mean, gold is really telling. People should really be paying attention to what the price of gold is doing because it's telling you what's going to be happening to our currency and what is going to happen to our deficit and what's going to be happening in the future. And we know gold is suppressed. I mean, we see it pull back today. We saw it pull back today. To me, it was just a natural, healthy little pullback we saw. I think it's going to regain and start going up again tomorrow because you had the dollar down a little bit, oil up today. And I think the $200 in the stock market today was, you can just see anymore how much it is manipulated and how they control these prices. But they can really only do it for a day anymore. You know, at one point in time when gold was $250, they could do it for months, years. But no longer. It's a day because, again, things are happening so rapidly. So, yes, interest has picked up in gold buying. I think everyone is concerned what is going to be happening coming into after the summer, into the fall. It's always a volatile time for the stock markets we have a lot of things that are, you know, coming in for a close and a lot of deadlines and so forth. So if there's an announcement of a QE3, I certainly think that would, you know, there's just a lot of things that could happen. And people are aware of these things and are trying to do what they can to preserve their wealth.
And I think people are very, very uncertain. They know something's seriously wrong, but they cannot connect the dots. They're concerned right. about government regulations. They're concerned about, Sydney, the rising prices. Despite the fact that the government tells them the prices aren't going up, they can see the prices going up. All they have to do is go to the store. All they have to do is have a catalog of on clothing and things like that and remember what the prices were a year ago and see how much really a dramatic increase in the prices of imports from China. Things are going up. And they're increasing in price. And basically, you can say whatever you want to, but a lot of people are going to believe their lying eyes rather than believe what the government is telling them. In fact, I think most people understand that the government is not being forthright. They don't understand that, of course, this is not our government. This is their government. There's a small clique that's taken over control of our legitimate government and makes mockery out of the electoral process. And these are the people who seem to be so intent upon destroying the value of our currency. And believe me, these people are invested in commodities or invested in gold and silver. And but of course, they're telling the average individual, go into the stock market, you know. So they invest, you know, in all of these annuities. Invest in these things that are related to the dollar because, of course, the dollar has always come back again. Well, I got news for you. It's not coming back this time. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Melody Cederstrom. And, of course, we'd be glad to talk to you. Give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Do you understand the significance of the fact that the Federal Reserve System is buying our own debt? Do you understand the concept of the bond vigilantes? Do you understand what is happening to the markets over in Europe? Do you understand the implications of a Greek default, and certainly of Greece defaults? There may well be defaults of Italy and Spain and Portugal and Ireland, and what that would mean for American banks. Do you understand the fact that we have a fraudulent banking system built upon a monetary system that is based upon the shifting sands without any foundation at all, and of course they progressively create more and more and more money? Do you realize, of course, that the United States had a debt of $1 trillion in 1980 that had taken them 200 years to accumulate $1 trillion in debt? Since that time, why, of course, we've multiplied that debt many times. And by the time President Obama leaves office, he will have accumulated more debt in the 4 years he's in office than all of the preceding 43 presidents together. Now, that's, of course, excluding the Social Security debt, which is money that we're told we owe to ourselves. But President Obama, during the 4 years in office, at the current rate of spending, will have accumulated more debt than the previous 43 presidents of the United States. And as bad as certainly George W. Bush was, he is a piker compared with Barack Obama, who I believe is part of an organized effort to destroy the infrastructure of this country by simply spending us into oblivion. In fact, there's a had actually written an article back in 1966 in Nation magazine. They were dedicated socialists. And they said, you know, if you want to destroy a nation, what you do is simply to get it head over heels in debt. Promise everything to the people, and once you promise it to them, they really believe they're entitled to it, they'll keep demanding it, and eventually you can destroy that nation. That's what they wanted to do, is destroy our nation, and of course Barack Obama is actually carrying out their program. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, that's 1-800-544-8927. Would like to know what you think about what's going on. If you have any question, Melody Cedarstrom's on the front lines of this battle. Of course, she's dealing with this every day with gold and silver, which is the only legitimate monetary system that has ever existed. All the rest of them are simply have collapsed sooner or later, and there's nothing new under the sun. Certainly the monetary system in ancient Greece collapsed, you know, 300 years before Christ was born. Certainly the monetary system of Rome collapsed in 300 A.D. under Diocletian. And we've seen the same thing happen over and over and over again. Why would we think it can't happen now? Because if it does, it will mean, of course, that everything that the average individual, the foolish individual who's believed what he's been taught in school, everything that they've saved their whole life for will be destroyed, and the majority of our people will live out their twilight years in total poverty. And I really think it's a horrible thing to contemplate. But if you haven't made the preparations as you should, as this whole thing begins to collapse, well, you're going to lose everything you have. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295, would like to know what you think about what's going on. And certainly we hope many of you will take the time to get the articles by Mortimer Zuckerman. You can find them, all the recent ones, at the Drudge Report. That's an excellent source of information. And you go up to the Drudge Report, and they have lists of all the major publications, and then the major writers. Mortimer Zuckerman is part and parcel of the elite who run the world. But when he begins sounding like Bob Chapman, when he begins sounding like Melody Cedarstrom, you know we're in real trouble. And he's basically saying the same things that Melody and Sydney Bob Chapman have been saying for some time. And right now we've got Bill, and Bill is calling from, where is Bill calling from? He's calling from Washington. Hi, Bill, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I was wondering, so what would happen if they didn't raise the debt ceiling? Wouldn't we be in some kind of a crisis-like scenario?
Basically, they've got enough money to continue doing all the essential things, paying Social Security and Medi-Cal, and even maintaining the war. They just have to stop giving money away and have funding all of these senseless programs we have. They want you to think the sky would fall. It wouldn't. Mm-hmm. They just want a justification for doing. Hang on there. Well, this is Dr. Stan Melody. We've got Bill calling from Washington State, and he says, well, but we have to raise the debt ceiling. What would happen if we didn't? What would you say to him?
Well, I mean, the social programs, as you mentioned, would continue to be funded. And you're right, there's so many programs out there. Everyone focuses on the programs that affect most Americans, because that's how they, you know, sway their public opinion. But you know what? There's so many programs that are just wasted money that should be cut. I mean, my gosh, if you've seen, I don't know, I can't remember how many pages to the budget there are, but there's a lot of them, and just so much useless spending on various programs and that they could cut, and but they don't ever mention those programs. So, yeah, cut them. You know, cut our defense. I mean, there's lots of places where they could make cuts and, you know, still carry the important you know, social programs that are needed, you know, for the elderly, for the ill, and so forth. You know, but I do believe, and I don't know if I'm right or wrong, but I think a lot of those social programs do need to be revamped. There's so much fraud in those programs anymore. And, you know, is there enough to, you know, to revamp those programs, to attack the fraud, to make any difference in the amount of money that's going in there? I don't know. But I mean, when you look at our medical system and you look at the what's being charged and the needless and useless tests that are thrown on the elderly, you know, do this, do that, do this, tests that aren't needed, and it's all being paid by, you know, the taxpayers, by the government on these programs, you know, a lot of that stuff can be stopped. People would probably be a little more healthy if they didn't have to go through all these tests and so forth, and, you know, maybe, you know, encourage a more natural, you know, treatment, so to speak. So there's a lot of things that would happen, but I agree. I think if they want you to think there'd be a major crisis, but there's many, many places where they could cut.
And you see, Bill, basically they're trying to convince you there'd be a terrible, terrible crisis, but they've got money coming in. They've got about $2.2 trillion a year. It's not going to stop coming in simply because they don't increase the debt level. We've got to stop spending. Bill, is there any way you can continue spending money you don't have indefinitely? This is a wonderful opportunity just to say we're not going to do it anymore. We're going to start cutting unnecessary spending, and the first thing we're going to do is pull our troops out of Afghanistan. Why do we have 250,000 men there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda? Can you explain that to me?
I think it's a big fraud. Yeah, and I think that it's causing a lot of social crisis. That it's basically throwing all the money out the window for to make the weapons companies rich. So.
Well, it's more than that. I really believe it, because it's designed specifically to destroy the stability of our nation. You cannot keep spending money you don't have indefinitely.
I think we
it's also to get us, everybody, into a society totally policed by biometrics and surveillance everywhere, and it's actually quite extensively designed to do that. They want everybody to be going through mobile security trailers to even go to a sporting event or their high school prom. They would like to have that. They would like to have a society totally controlled by technology. And having wars and scaring people with terrorism is the perfect way to do that. And it's all an experiment.
Well, I agree with you totally. Melody, anything else you'd like to say to Bill before we let him go?
I think we also have to redefine crisis, because you know what? I think this country is already in a crisis. We have people who don't have jobs. We have food prices. People can't eat. They can't afford to feed their families. You have the elderly that are cutting back on, you know, instead of taking their full prescriptions that they need, they're cutting back and, you know, taking 1 month of prescriptions and extending it over 2 and 3 months because they can't afford anything. I mean, we're in a crisis right now. So I think we need to redefine that. We have real problems right now. A lot of people in this country have already been hurt. They've been stripped of their wealth. I talk to people every day. You know, hey, the stock market's up there at 12,500, but yet, you know what? They've never recaptured their losses that they've had, that they've lost through their financial planners, because their financial planners tell them not to buy gold and silver, and they lie about the investments that they're in there. And they don't listen to the people when the people want to control their investments and tell them what to do. So, hey, we're in a crisis right now, and it certainly can get worse, and certainly if you have any type of social unrest, you know, that's a different type of a crisis. We have a lot of people now that are hurting. And so that's, I believe we're, as I mentioned, we're in a crisis.
I don't, Bill, there's no better way to destroy a nation than to destroy the value of the currency.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're doing. Hey, thanks very much for calling. And,
okay.
And our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Before we go to Gordon, who's calling from Richland, Melody, I want you to get out your website and your telephone number and tell people how they can get in touch with you and what happens if they do.
Well, I do encourage them to give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. I'm losing my voice a little bit, so please excuse me if I happen to cough when I give out my website. Our website is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. That is discountgoldandsilvertrading.net. And when folks call, we educate. You know, we're probably the only ones who do that. Most of my competitors, you know, will have the programs that they just push into coins and tell you you should get this. We try to listen to what you want, what your investment objectives are, where your other money is working for you, how you can best invest it into gold and silver, what kind of portfolio you should have, what kind of coins you have. And I think any person that's in the gold industry, that's in the coin market, says that you should just, you know, buy this. I don't think they're giving people the right advice. I think people need to know what the various products are, what's suitable for them, because I believe coins do well. There's no bad coins. It's only really bad dealers. And people stay simple and basic in your portfolios and balanced, and you'll do very well. I don't push gold in order to make great profits. Great profits are going to come, but you know, if you're positioned properly and you have the right coins, you buy that gold, you buy that silver for your security, for your preservation of wealth, for your purchasing. And so you need to be balanced. We recommend 70% to 80% in gold, 20% to 30% in silver. If you have a stronger desire to hold more silver, that's fine. But gold has a little more stability. You're going to see bigger gains in silver. But I personally don't chase gains. I look to the fundamentals of what each metal does and how it best suits a person's portfolio and what they're trying to put into the market, and what they're trying to accomplish. And that's what we do here at Discount Gold and Silver. We spend the time, and we make the time, in order to help you understand. So when you get your gold and silver, you put it away, and you forget about it, and you have that security that you receive when purchasing gold and silver.
Okay, well, because and what's your telephone number?
It's 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
And your website, once again?
DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
Okay, fine. Well, we've got Gordon from Richland, Washington. Again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And hi, Gordon. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call. And I especially enjoy your show when it concerns the financial matters. It gives us a better viewpoint of what's going on in the world. I have a three-part question for Melody. One, can we hold hold like junk silver in our IRA as such, or similar type coins, and I guess these would be held by a storage place or something like that. We would pay storage every month. So what kind of, I guess basically, what kind of holdings can we hold? Two, we would be paying like spot plus a percentage. Approximately what kind of percentage would we be paying? And three, I'm almost old enough to have distributions, or actually I am. Would that be distributed in cash, or can we actually take physical possession upon distribution of the account or part of the account?
All right, I think all raise legitimate questions. Can he hold junk silver if he wants to? Is it, or is simply, would this simply be a matter of holding gold in your IRA?
You can hold both gold, silver, platinum, palladium in your IRA precious metals. But be very careful, because I've seen dealers pop up where they recommend that you can, where the storage is not in a government approved, or it's their own storage and so forth. There's only two companies I use for an IRA, and that's Gold Star and Sterling Trust. And the storage facility is the Delaware Depository. If it's stored anyplace else, I would question it. I would do a lot of investigation on it. 90% junk silver, no, you cannot put that in an IRA. Mainly it's bullion bars. You can put American Gold Eagles, Silver Eagles, but Canadian Maple Leafs. There's a list of product that is approved for a government-approved IRA. 90% silver is not one of those. They also do not accept collectible coins, and like your Mint State 62 $20 Liberties. Now, at one point they did, back in the early 90s, they did allow these coins, but then they cannot place a value. It's very difficult to value these coins, because they do have the additional leverage over the gold spot market. So they withdrew the $20 gold pieces or any collectible coins, and you can only have gold bullion. Now, a lot of dealers will sell proof coins telling you that you have collectible coins in there, and a lot of these Mint State 70 Gold Eagles, they'll sell those. And you know what? You don't need them in your portfolio either, in your 401. Just get regular 1 ounce Gold Eagle coins, and you'll be able to get more gold for your money. The percentages will vary on the product that you purchase from, you know, if you buy bars or, and if people are holding a lot of silver in their 401s, I recommend that's, you know, just put bars in there. Now if you're younger and you're at the age where you can take your distribution, you can take the metal. So if you're planning on taking the product out of it, then stay with coins. But if you're just planning on buying like a lot of silver and you don't want to have to deal with the shipping and everything like that, then you just buy bars, and then when it comes to time when you're ready to sell it, when silver is 100 or 200 or whatever, then you can just sell it and you don't have to deal with the shipping of it. I have customers who bought bars and then they decide to take the delivery of it, and the next thing they know, they're getting delivery of, you know, 2,100 ounce bars, and you know they don't know what to do with it. So you do have to be a little bit careful when you're purchasing the metal for your. You have to know what your goals are going to be when it comes time for your distribution. And I'd recommend take physical delivery of it at that time.
Oh, but you can actually take delivery on the gold. That's
on the gold,
right?
Uh huh. Yes.
All right. Now, I don't know if you want to answer this one. He wants to know what the markup is, because he said you had to make a profit on it. And so I know that whatever you charge, it certainly is not excessive, because we've never had one complaint from anybody we've dealt with.
Well, it does vary. On each product does change. On the American Gold Eagle, what we charge is $35 over our wholesale cost. Now, you can't buy anything at spot, because you have the Treasury who makes the coins. They sell the coins to, I don't know, 8 major dealers. Those dealers sell them to wholesalers. Wholesalers give them to us, and then we sell them to the public. So you got a lot of middlemen in there. So it's mainly distribution costs that you're paying, manufacturing and distribution costs that you're paying over the spot price of gold. Now, you can buy Canadian maple leaves. They're usually a little less expensive because their distribution is different, same way with the Krugerrand. So the prices can vary, but we charge for, like, if you're buying a few coins, $35 over our wholesale cost. If you buy a larger quantity, we will reduce that.
Great. Thanks. And I have one quick question then. What do you think, if I had my money sitting in precious metals IRA, such as you have, and the dollar really went bankrupt or whatever they're going to do to it, what do you think they would do to our precious metals IRA accounts? Would they take them along with a regular IRA account, as they're talking about nationalizing them?
You know, I think that's a tough question because, I do believe they're going to, nationalize these programs. And these are government-approved IRAs. So whether you get a little more protection because you're a precious metals in there, personally, I don't think you would.
Personally, Gordon, I think that what you ought to do is get your money out of the IRA and out of a 401, because basically government is desperate. They have to have money. We saw what happened in Argentina. They nationalized the pension funds. The legislation is already there. It hasn't been enacted, but certainly we know that they're going to do all sorts of things right now, what they're doing. You're not hearing about it, but the government is stealing the money that they're supposed to be putting into the various federal pension funds. In other words, they're supposed to be putting money in for federal employees. Instead of doing that, they're simply spending that at the present time. They're not putting that into the funds which are supposed to be there for the federal employees. Governments always act irresponsibly. And who to report them to? Well, you want to please, you can report them to the government. Government officials cannot be sued. They can claim sovereign immunity. So basically, do not put your money any place where they can readily put their hands on it, because as this crisis grows worse, and it is going to grow worse, they're going to be desperate for funds. And of course, they're already eyeing all the money in the 401ks and in IRAs. So if you are in a position to get the money out, if you were asking me, I would not delay at all. What are your thoughts on that, Melody?
You know, I agree. And you know what, people, I mean, now when you know, if you're not at the age of distribution and so forth, you know, you get a tax penalty, you get taxes and penalties. I was told a long time ago, when you're making investment decisions, you have to eliminate those out of the equation for you to make a decision. Because oftentimes those taxes and penalties will keep people from doing things that they should, because oftentimes they're hefty if you're looking at a lot of money. And you know, IRAs, they're deferred taxes. Our taxes are going up. You're not going to save anything with the tax, you know, by keeping it in there either. So bite the bullet.
The only problem is biting the bullet, as you were just going to say, then pay the taxes and take them out, even if you are of retirement age. If you roll out, say you had a modest $100,000, you're paying a substantial amount of tax on that
$100,000. Let me share this. Let me share my experience with you. I said, as a physician, I had a defined benefits program, and certainly I debated whether or not to close this out. And they were coming up with some new legislation. They were going to actually raise the cost of getting out of a defined benefits program, but that was going to be a year or two down the line, and I had to make the decision. And so I kept calling, you know, various people in the IRS to try to understand what the implications were of taking the money out of the defined benefit program and simply closing it down, because this was a part of my government retirement system. I finally tracked down the man who was in charge of the whole thing for the West Coast, and we talked a number of times, and we even got to be on a first-name basis. And finally he said, Stan, he said, I'm in charge of certainly the pension of benefit program for the federal government here in the western part of the United States. He says, the laws are so complex, I don't understand them. If I were you, I would pay whatever you have to pay in taxes and get out. get out from under government supervision. It was the best advice I ever got.
You know, these programs are free. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, some of the best advice I have ever gotten is right off of your program. So I appreciate that. And I didn't mean to cut you off there, Melanie. Go ahead.
You got to remember why these programs were created. You know, they want your money, and they don't want you to have it back. That's why they have these huge penalties on it, 401s.
I understand that.
You know, so, and we're getting close to the end of the, well, we're halfway through the year. I mean, I tell a lot of my clients, as we're getting closer to the end of the year, take half of it out. And then come January 2nd, take the other half out. So it'll give you a little bit of, if you have a large amount in there, and, you know, it might help spread it out. But be aware what can happen from, you know, July to December.
But remember, of course, if we are correct, that we are approaching a crisis time as far as gold and silver are concerned. The government is desperate for funds, and of course they're going to destroy the value of the currency, then the price of gold and silver are going to go up, and you'll make back, of course, by being invested in them. You'll do far better off to get out. Anyway, God bless, Garden. Bye-bye. Okay, well, our guest has been Melody Cederstrom from Discount Gold and Silver. One more time, your telephone number, Melody?
Is 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. 4188.
And your website?
DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net. That is DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net.
Hold on, we'll be right back. Melody, what happened to the new website?
We're working on it. I hired someone. We're working on it right now. We're looking for a new launch date. Perhaps the second week of August. So instead of confusing everybody, we're just going to wait until it's finished. And I'm real excited about it. We're keeping the old one, but this one will be just a lot of information. We'll be able to run specials on it. There'll be a lot more availability for listening to programs. And so we're going to extend it because things are happening so rapidly. And what I find is so much misinformation that's being spread. So much misinformation on the various products of gold and silver, platinum and palladium, and I really need to address these things anymore. And so with the new website, I'm excited that we'll be able to do that. So I didn't want to keep mentioning it just in case there was a delay, but we're looking for about the second week of August.
All right, well, so we won't mention it again until you give us the clearance on it.
But you know what? There's something that you can't put a price tag on is peace of mind and the security that gold and silver. And I can't tell you how many times people have told me after they made their purchase and they put their gold and silver away that they forget about the market. They really don't follow what the stocks are doing. They really don't care what the stocks are doing. In fact, they don't even care what gold and silver are doing. They get this strange sense of relief, of security from having gold and silver in their safes or wherever they make place it. So there is no price for peace of mind. And again, I've had people who sell their gold for paper investments. And please, folks, never sell your gold. If you want to take a risk and go into some sort of paper and investment, use it with disposable funds. Funds that, you know, like you were going to Vegas. When you go to Vegas, you take disposable funds, money that if you lose it, you're still okay. Don't sell your gold and go to Las Vegas. And that's what you're doing when you're selling your gold and getting into paper investments. And I don't care what type of paper investment it is. So please don't sell your gold. And there's a lot of strange programs. I've been seeing new gold dealers popping up everywhere. And as the price of gold and silver continues to rise, you're going to get more and more schemes and scams and, you know, people vying for your business and promising this and promising that. So, you know, please give us a call. And if it's a legitimate program, I will tell you, you know, because I want to get involved with it too. But I've been in this business a long time. I know the players. And you have to be very, very careful.
You sure do. There are a lot of sharks in the water. Good night.
Yes. God bless. Good night. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Dr. Chan.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, because I guess it's Melody Cedar's drone. Melody's certainly always done well by our listeners. I think we've been with her probably, eight years anyway. And we've never had one complaint, that's all I can tell you. I feel very, very comfortable. We've actually had to actually tell a number of people that we would not have them on our program again, even if they wanted to advertise with us, because they were involved in questionable programs. In other words, they were simply not being entirely forthright. But I feel very comfortable having Melody with us. We're in very difficult times. You need to get my little pamphlet. It's called The History of Money. You need to get my treatise on Andrew Jackson's farewell address. It was given in 1837, and we have 5 newsletters on it. And we put them into a pamphlet. It's called, it goes into the background of Prophetic Warning, is the title, Prophetic Warning. And then, of course, you need to get the History of Money and Prophetic Warning, and you need to understand what is going on financially. You need to get Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island, Thomas Wood's a book on Rollback and Meltdown. They're 2 very excellent books. Now, he doesn't get into the conspiracy aspect of this. We cover that, the conspiracy behind everything, and in the little pamphlet, The History of Money. So if you want a more detailed history of the background of the major banking families, Professor Carol Quigley's book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and of course he traces this, and the monetary forces in the world to the secret societies that became the Council on Foreign Relations. And certainly there were European banking families that were intimately involved with Cecil Rhodes' secret society. But you're never going to read that elsewhere. That's why the book Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, I consider the single most important book in my library. And of course, you want to hear my interview with Professor Quigley. Why, of course, it's contained in our Secret Government 4-tape set. Now, it's not an interview I did. It's an interview I purchased from Professor Quigley's widow, but it's very, very revealing as he talks about how all the efforts were made to suppress his book. And, of course, he didn't even mention his other book, The Anglo-American Establishment, that was suppressed for 32 years. I mean, here's a professor who taught at Princeton and Harvard and Georgetown University, probably the leading historian of the last century, and nobody will publish his book, The Anglo-American Establishment. Why? Because it tells you the truth about the secret societies that run the world, at least one of them. Although they all interlock, you need to get our 4-tape set, or 4-CD set on Skull and Bones, our 4-tape set on Bohemian Grove. Of course, we've got a couple of books on Skull and Bones. We've got a DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and if you request it, we'll send you the material from their own publications where they talk about how their deity is the owl. Their deity is the owl. What's the owl? Well, that's that 40-foot replica of Moloch of Satan, that where they have their ceremonies. And you certainly need to see the DVD on the Bohemian Grove, and there you see the leaders of the world with their hoods and their capes and their candles and their chanting in front of the replica of the owl. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle. And there really are Luciferian forces in the world today. This is not imaginary, it's real. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. You wonder why people are afraid to speak out? We've got a 4-tape set called, a 4-CD set on Deadly Assassins, where I interview 2 government assassins. And then I interview the man who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. We have a book, certainly, on Target Patton, the background of the murder of General Patton. And then, of course, we have the 4-tape sets, or 4-CD sets, on the murder of Martin Luther King, in a book written by Mr. Pepper, who is employed by Martin Luther King's family. We have a 4-CD set on the murder of Bobby Kennedy, and believe me, it was not Saran who killed him. Of course, we have a book and a DVD on that. We ask you, our Pray for America, our number 1-800-544-8927.